With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. As the American presidential election draws closer, correspondent Robert Yoon has a special report on the voting habits of Americans over the years.
Voters today have some options in terms of how they vote and when they vote. The main choices are voting in person at a polling place on election day, voting early in person before election day, or voting by mail. There's been some form of absentee voting available to voters since the founding of the Republic, and early voting and mail voting have been around in some form for more than 100 years. But the snapshot of how people vote has really evolved over the years.
The number of people casting ballots on the first day of early in-person voting in presidential battleground North Carolina exceeded the first day total 4 years ago, even as Hurricane Helene recovery continued in the mountains. The State Board of Elections said Friday that a record 353,166 people cast ballots statewide on Thursday. Both sides in the Israel-Hamas war seem to be digging their heels in as the terrorist group says hostages will not be released unless Israel pulls out of Gaza, and Israel says it'll keep fighting until the hostages are released and a buffer zone is established. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says several nations will have to take part in an effort to stabilize Gaza after the war ends.
Hopefully countries in the region will step up. There quite possibly can be a part for the United States to play in that as well. What part that would be and what that would look like, Chris, we're going to have to work with our allies and partners to scope that out.
On Wall Street, that up by 36 points, this is SRN News. Americans weigh in on sex change operations.
According to a new poll released by the Center Square, 59% of registered voters say there should be a federal law that bars children from undergoing so-called gender confirmation surgeries or receiving drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Breaking the numbers down, 82% of Republicans support a federal ban, as do 56% of independents and 36% of Democrats. President Biden and his administration do not support any kind of limitations on sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three states want a judge to let them try a new approach with a lawsuit to force the federal government to reduce access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The request from Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri comes months after the Supreme Court refused to undo the FDA's 2000 approval of the pill. The court found the pro-life plaintiffs did not have the right to sue. This is SRN News. Stocks keep climbing to record-breaking levels.
Stocks rose to more record highs on Wall Street, closing out their latest winning week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4% Friday. The benchmark index edged past the all-time high it set earlier this week. It also marked its sixth weekly gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 36 points. That's about 0.1%. The Dow is also at another record high. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.6%. Netflix helped drive the gains. The streaming video giant jumped a bit more than 11% after reporting a surge in profit for its latest quarter. Treasury yields eased a bit in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.08%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Influencers on TikTok and other social media platforms have started specializing in a trend they call kindness content, entailing recording a charitable act like giving money or goods to strangers in need. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.